And let's bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joe, Bobby Johnson saying that he's going to give Mackenzie Adams every opportunity to win the job this week.
I think he has to. I just think it's reached the point where, you think Chris is probably your most talented quarterback, but right now he's playing with almost no confidence in himself and his decisions. And a lot of times he's missing an open receiver by waiting a little bit too late. I watched him. I don't know if there's a technical issue with his passing, but I even watched him in warm-up down at Auburn, and we talked about it, I think, a little bit. He was missing receivers pretty badly in warm-up, which was kind of disappointing to see because that's, no pressure. And but I think he's got a great work ethic. He doesn't make any excuses, which you like. He's very straightforward about the fact that, it's all him. He's got to get better. And I think he'll make a great effort to do it. I think Mac will probably get more reps than normal. But, in a tie, Chris is probably still going to get the starting job. And I guess we'll see how it plays out. And, of course, Richard Kovalchuk's in the mix as well, and he played late in that series. But I'd be curious with Bobby and the staff when they think they have to make a decision. Do you have to know by Wednesday and tell a guy, or does it literally go all the way down through Friday? And I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
But, Joe, for all the talk about the offense, I thought the defense was the most disappointing aspect of the Auburn game because Auburn really just beat them up front. Vanderbilt didn't tackle well. Auburn ran the football and, converted on 3rd and 19. Just everything seemed to go wrong that could go wrong for the defense Saturday.
They really – I don't know where the woodshed was, but I guess we were behind it. they really manhandled Vanderbilt's defense, and I was disappointed a lot of times. I don't know if people were trying to do too much or if they were choosing the wrong angles, but there were a number of times when a running back would make a cut and there would be nobody in the area where they had over-pursued or gotten into the wrong lanes or whatever. So I know Bruce Fowler will get back to work on that this week, but and you have to give Auburn a lot of credit. They really executed. They were physical. They were aggressive. They played with a certain swagger that they carried over from the win over Florida. It was funny because when that game started, if you remember, Vanderbilt's first 3 or 4 plays were great offensive plays. They marched it right down the field, and you could sense everybody going, uh-oh, here we go. And then the drive stalled, and when it stalled and they turned it over to Auburn, it was all over. Auburn just marched down the field and never slowed down.
Thought the most interesting quote coming out of the game, Joe, was Bobby Johnson saying, "We're going to have to examine our competitive nature." He did not like the way they went out there and competed against Auburn, which, if you're a coach, is kind of troubling.
Well, Kevin, you remember in the halftime talk you had with him, which I imagine was a pretty stern and quick discussion.
Terse.
He was very quick to say, we may get our tails kicked, but we're going to do it fighting. And he was very disappointed. You hate to use that effort word, and certainly guys are playing hard. But it sure did look like that some guys, for whatever reason, didn't get their backs up and try to, fight this thing off somehow. And that's the most disappointing aspect as a coach. And of course, you evaluate guys certainly when things are going well, but you also do when things aren't. And I'll be curious to see how practice goes this week. I also think this team will bounce back. They've got too many veterans and too much going for them to let that win just ruin everything. So I think you'll see a strong effort Saturday.
Joe, you think back to last year when Vanderbilt played Georgia in Athens, and everybody said, well, Georgia's going to be mad after getting beat badly by Tennessee last year, and then Vanderbilt goes in there and picks up the biggest win of the year, and you hope maybe the same thing is the case this time around.
Kevin, I still think what it comes down to is who executes the game plan. At this point, emotion certainly may have something to do with it. You've got two teams that ought to be pretty ticked off.
Yep.
Right? So there should be plenty of that to go around. And certainly Georgia will carry with them the fact that Vanderbilt ruined their homecoming last year. They're going to want to return the favor. That'll probably come up. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to, does a quarterback find the receiver? Do you hold on to the football? The special teams execute like it's supposed to, and if you do, you've got a chance to win. That was the disappointing thing about the game Saturday that we talked about after the game. It was hard to think of anything to be positive about.
And, Joe, I know he wished it had come in more dramatic fashion, yep. But a record-setting day for Earl Bennett, who's going to talk about rewriting the record book. This kid is well on his way.
Mark, there was a part of me, and I think we even talked about it maybe on the broadcast, there was a part of me that was hoping once Earl tied the record that they wouldn't throw him the ball again. You know, when it got out of hand, just let's wait and do it back home, you know. But he caught four balls, and so now he's, I guess, seven away from becoming the all-time reception leader in the Southeastern Conference to move ahead of Craig Yeast. And they did give Auburn a credit. They did a good job. They kept Earl hemmed up pretty much most of the day.
And if you're Jensen Lewis, he had a VCR moment against the Yankees in one inning, striking out Jeter, Bobby Abreu, and A-Rod.
How about that?
One's for the grandkids.
How about that? I mean, that's something else. I guess he's got two appearances in the series. He has not given up a hit, and he struck out four. So he's certainly October has been kind to him. And I'm sure when we see Jensen, that may be the first thing we hear about.
Yeah, he probably won't be shy about telling you about that appearance either.
He may have a little portable DVD player.
Or have it on his cell phone where you can watch it. Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. And I know the call-in show coming up tonight.
Be there at 7 o'clock tonight at the Commodore.
Appreciate it, Joe.
All right.